As is the case with many of our gospel accounts, they make much more sense when we understand the context in which Jesus is speaking or preaching or teaching. Today, the lesson in the gospel is, "By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." That you become my disciples. Jesus is saying these words at the Last Supper. It's from John 15. It's his final discourse. Imagine being the apostles, and you hear Jesus say, "You will become my disciples." Become my disciples? We've been following you for 3 years. We've given up everything to follow you. We've left our father, we've left our nets, we've left our home, we've risked our lives. We've become embarrassing to ourselves. Become your disciple. We're already doing that. But Jesus says, "You will become my disciple." Because one day later, after Jesus gives this address to them, he gives up his own body on the cross for the salvation of the human race. Which is to say what? The apostles become even more committed. The apostles grow in their own discipleship when they themselves do what? When they encounter the cross. When they experience suffering. If they do it in faith, it actually allows them to grow in their own discipleship. Every single human person at some point in their life experiences the cross. We don't go looking for it, but we encounter it. And when we encounter the cross with faith, we grow in discipleship. Everyone, today's gospel about the vine and the branch is about one thing. It's about the reality that Jesus desires our lives to be fruitful. That Jesus wants our relationships with each other to be fruitful. That Jesus wants our relationship with him to be fruitful. And the secret to a fruitful relationship with him and with others, we all know, comes when we live these words of remaining in him. Remaining in Christ. Clinging to him, especially at the cross. Jesus says today, "Without me, you can do nothing." We all know that is true. May we allow that reality to give us the ability to cling to him, especially at the cross. May our lives be fruitful. May they bear tremendous fruit. Jesus wants them to, and they do so when we allow ourselves to give him permission and to cling to him always and everywhere.